Manuscript Releases, Volume 13. Mr. Number 1022. Ellen White declines offer of financial aid, audio. I received your letter. I was up at 4:30 this morning and found it in my room awaiting me. I think we have sent to you some few days ago the exact thing you call for in regard to Missionary Acre Fund. I read it over carefully, and it seems to me the right thing. And now comes the long letter from you, which I highly appreciate. Not one word comes from Battle Creek to any of us. Why is this? I think they must know I should highly appreciate some word that gives my heart a spring of joy. I am sad indeed for your wife, but continue to place her by faith in the arms of our Savior, and believe whatever the Lord has said he means, and he would have us believe every word and promise. I would say, do let us, if possible, bury the dead carcasses of the past, and let not the enemies have anything to triumph over. I hope there will be a thorough understanding of the foundation rock upon which we can all stand in unity. Nearly 2,000 years ago a voice was heard of strange and mysterious import, because it came from the throne of God. Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Hebrews 10 verse 5. Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40 verses 7 and 8. We are now to understand matters aright by bringing self into unity with Jesus Christ. I was not able to comprehend the plan in regard to helping me out of debt. Megan had proposed a special campaign whereby church members would sell the book Education for the express purpose of reducing Ellen White's debt, but I have become so that I have less burden to carry, and now I understand better. And I will tell you, Brother Megan, I want not that one of my burdens shall rest on you. I do not think, under the circumstances, you should create burdens to bear for me or any living soul. Relieve yourself. Unload. And as to my taking one gift or $1 from the conference, God forbid. An alternative plan suggested by some members of the General Conference Committee involved an appropriation from the general funds for a period of 2 or 4 years. As to putting the book Education into some such way of circulation as object lessons, I do not expect anything of the kind. Let this book have its course. But my books are not to pass through the many hands that they have done. I have protested against it for many years. The tract societies are not helping me, but are detracting from the profits I should have. I have not and will not consent to have any donations made for me. I will not consent for my care to come in as one bit of an item to make you rally to work for me. You have got all on your hands that you should have and can possibly have. May the Lord help your wife, as the great physician only can. And may the Lord give you wisdom to preserve yourself in your difficulties from so many burdens, and to unload every burden possible. May the Lord God give courage, but shun many responsibilities. Shun all that you can. Walk circumspectly before God, which I believe you will do. Walk by faith. Cling to the Mighty One every moment, and do not let go. There is a great work to be done. If you will work slowly and considerately and not become confused, then you will not work unwisely. But you will gain nothing by overloading yourself.